The Audiobook Wizard presents Illustrated Audiobooks, wonderful children's illustrated books brought to audio life by including rich audio description of the pictures for children who are blind, low vision, and all children. This podcast was made possible through the support of Dr. Judith Bryles, the Book Shepherd. This week, Have You Seen My Friends? Oh, how did I lose them? What a good question, my dear. Allow me to share who my three friends are and how you never want to let go of them on your journey through life. They seem to hang out around friends like you, kind, welcoming, and real. Have you seen my friends?
On the cover, a steep grassy hill dotted with tall, full trees sits under a pink sky filled with stars, the outlines of constellations, and a full, round moon. A waterfall streams from a hillside in the distance. In the foreground, a white rabbit pokes her head out of a hole in the ground. A brown monkey and a blue owl peek out from behind an outcropping of rocks. A tall, purple, monkey-like creature with spots and a long tail with a heart-shaped tip scratches her head. The title reads, Have You Seen My Friends? The Adventures of Creativity.
Hey there, friendly ones. I'm looking for my friends. I think they are lost. Have you seen them by chance?
The purple creature sits on the roots of a big willow tree talking to creatures playing nearby. A blue creature with peach spots and antlers, a maroon creature with a curly tail, an orange creature with blue stripes, and a lime green creature with an orange belly and pointy ears.
Oh, what are they like? Thank you for asking. Allow me to share.
The brown monkey sits on the grass by a lake. A duck floats by. Fountains of water trickle down from rocks high above. Yellow birds are on the wing in the soft blue sky. The blue owl is perched high in the branches of a tree.
Curiosity is the silly one, asking lots of questions.
Curiosity, the brown monkey, holds a green plant in his paw and studies it. A question mark appears in the air above his head.
Courage is the brave one, always trying something new.
Courage, the blue owl, sits in a fluffy white cloud looking down on cliffs where cone-shaped houses perch on the rocks. Owls of many colors fly. A waterfall streams down the center of the sky. A boat with large sails floats in the sky just above an ocean. Creativity, the white rabbit, dives into the blue-green water and swims with the creatures living in it. Dolphins, fish, stingrays, and mermaids.
Creativity is the imaginative one, always finding the way when we are lost.
On an island topped with pink mountains, white rabbits lounge and play. One fishes with a pole dangling a line in the water. Another one waves a magic wand with gold sparkles over a mermaid. Below the surface of the water, a turtle and jellyfish swim. A whale breaches the surface behind the island.
They used to be everywhere and anywhere.
The purple creature, along with curiosity, courage, and creativity, ride down a steep waterfall. They lie on a large pink, purple, and yellow flower. They climb a mountain together. In a dark wood, they ride in a boat. A ghost floats over them.
We sure were a good team, making every mess an opportunity and brightening everyone's days with more possibilities.
The friends ride on a flying carpet zooming along the breeze above high turquoise mountains.
Oh, how do they differ? What a great question, my dears. Allow me to share.
The purple creature opens her arms wide as she speaks to creatures gathered around her in the shade of the willow tree. A navy and purple kangaroo, a green raccoon, a spiny green dragon, and others of many shapes and colors. Courage sits on a tree branch next to a hole in the trunk where a slug looks out. Creativity uses a magic wand to make sparkling carrots appear, Flying up out of an overturned top hat, Curiosity kneels and uses a magnifying glass to examine a small, spiral-shelled snail on the ground.
Curiosity is an inquisitive mind, hungry to learn, and encourages us to wonder and wander what else may be out there.
Curiosity climbs a tree and reaches for yellow fruit, explores a hole in the ground with a creature in it, and clutches a handful of honey. Bees swarm around her. She stops behind a bush and looks through binoculars at a purple bird in a nest. Her wandering path takes Curiosity to a lake where she pokes her head underwater and peers at a yellow fish. Courage and a pink owl sleep in a birdhouse.
Courage is an open heart, hungry to learn, and encourages us to explore the unfamiliar and face our fears.
Courage shows a little purple tentacled creature a long green snout with three sharp teeth poking out of a cave. She holds a fish over a volcano. She flies through a stormy sky, carrying a small creature to its parent.
Creativity is a bubbly and energetic soul, hungry to encourage us to imagine different ways of doing things, even when others say no.
Creativity and a blue creature float in space wearing spacesuits. Wearing a green backpack, Creativity crosses a bridge suspended over a hot volcano to a cave in a mountainside. Underwater, Creativity rides on the back of a turtle.
They may look similar, but they are different indeed.
The purple creature and the three friends gather in a house. On a high shelf, a jar sits. Courage flies near the jar. The purple creature raises her arms. Sweat beads on her forehead. In a thought bubble above her, a question mark and a picture of the jar. Creativity moves the jar with her magic wand.
We sure were a good team. They changed shapes and sizes while staying true to who they were at heart, and brought rainbows when others saw darkness.
The purple creature holds the jar. She smiles. Creativity and Curiosity lift their arms and smile. Courage flies near the jar.
Yes, perhaps you have seen them. They seem to hang out around friends like you. Kind, welcoming, and real.
In a clearing in the woods, the purple creature, her friends, and the other creatures gather. Curiosity swings through the branches above. Courage flies. Creativity peeks over a log.
Oh, how did I lose them? What a good question, my dear. Allow me to share.
The purple creature frowns while talking to smaller creatures.
I can't remember exactly when and where it happened. I just woke up one day and my three friends were gone.
In a living room, the purple creature looks all around. Outside the window, the three friends are far away, looking small in the distance.
Maybe it was when I stopped asking questions.
The purple creature works at a desk. Curiosity stands behind her, holding a hanger, frowning.
When I let fear stop me from trying things.
Courage sits on a perch as the purple creature eats popcorn and watches television.
Or when I stopped exploring different paths.
Creativity gazes at her magic wand that has no sparkles coming from it. Her long ears droop. The purple creature crosses her arms.
What I do know is that the more I tried to fit in, the harder it was to see my friends, and the more scared I became just to be me.
The three friends peer through the window at the purple creature, who has a gray cloud pouring rain on her head.
I thought I didn't need to play with them as much. I had so much work and so much responsibilities and expectations to meet. I thought growing older meant being serious all the time, and that I had no more room for them in my life.
The purple creature writes at the desk. The three friends stand inside and watch her.
But as I woke up feeling gloomy, I realized I was wrong. No matter how old I am, I need these friends in my life.
The purple creature sits in bed. Two question marks float over her head.
For they are the nicest friends you could have. As people of all ages would say, being curious, courageous, and creative gives us more life to live each day.
Lots of creatures play near the ocean with the three friends, boating, flying, and exploring plants and animals.
So now I am on the quest to find them and ask you, have you seen my friends, Curiosity, Courage, and Creativity by chance?
In a pink landscape, a castle sits on a mountain in the distance. A bridge leads down to a valley which is flanked by houses, windmills, and pink, yellow, and orange trees. Curiosity hides behind a pink bush. Creativity peeks out from a rabbit hole. Courage's head emerges from a tall tree. The other creatures look around.
Just ask, you say? I hadn't thought of that. Maybe if I find the courage to ask, where are you? Then I can find them.
The purple creature puts her hands to her open mouth and calls. The animals nearby smile and raise their arms. Smiling, the friends come to her side.
There you are, my dear lost friends. I didn't realize you were here all along.
She raises her arms under a rainbow arcing above. The purple creature and the three friends hug each other as they fly through space.
Thank you for being here even when I felt doubt and coming back to shine more brightly each day.
Creatures on a grassy asteroid greet the smiling sun.
What is that, you say? Oh, would you like to play with our friends together today? That would most certainly be an honor, my friends, because you and your friends helped me find my friends again.
The purple creature holds the magic wand and runs with Creativity alongside.
The more the merrier, they say, when all of our friends are here to stay. Friends who let us be ourselves. Friends who let us feel all of our feelings and treasure our time together.
Courage flies above the shore. Curiosity looks over the land with binoculars. Other creatures go fishing.
I am so happy that I found my friends again.
The friends gather close together and smile.
What about you?
With purple mountains and pink trees in the background, a blue monkey-like creature hugs a red creature with yellow stripes. A tall purple creature runs along a path with a blue monkey, a white rabbit, and a brown owl. This has been Have You Seen My Friends? The Adventures of Creativity, written by Monica H. Kang, narrated by Monica H. Kang. Audio description narrated by Chris Snyder and written by Bonnie Barlow from illustrations by Khadija Kreshi. This has been a production of Imagination Video Books at imaginationvideobooks.org.
Please join us again for our next illustrated audiobook with audio description of the pictures. Brought to you by ImaginationStorybooks.org. I'm Richard Riemann, the Audiobook Wizard. This podcast was made possible through the support of Dr. Judith Bryles, the Book Shepherd.